If this second phase of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine fails in the way that the first one did, I think we're looking at a Russian defeat in this war. If Russia is able to conquer a significant swathe of the Donbass, this will put President Zelensky of Ukraine in a really invidious position, having to accept some concessions in order to bring the fighting to an end. Russian armed forces are bombarding Ukrainian positions and are looking to advance from a number of different directions in an attempt to encircle the Ukrainian front line. It's a large ground offensive across a very long front line, several hundred kilometers stretching from the north to the south of Ukraine. In the coming weeks, we'll expect to see the Russians attempt to break the deadlock in the Donbass that's existed for 8 years since the first round of this war began. And we're going to see multiple Russian advances, for example, in the Donetsk region, approaching cities like Avdiivka and attempting to take cities like Kramatorsk. And in the northern Luhansk region, attempting to approach on cities like Severodonetsk and Slovyansk. Well, Russia is really looking to absolve its woeful military record from the first phase of the war. The ultimate strategic objective at this moment, now that Kiev has fallen outside of Russia's grasp, is probably to bisect Ukraine, to give the Russian forces a really sizable chunk of the country from which they can either mount further operations to take more parts of Ukraine, or, in their perspective, to start to negotiate with the Ukrainian authorities from a real position of strength.